Combine a bunch of 8 and 9 year old kids with a big friendly dog, and things could get out of hand. But this is a press conference, and these kids are not fooling around.
Hello, my name is Melina, and I work for the Healthy Comet newspaper. My question for you today is, how can you tell that you and Seamus are helping the children get better?
15 very serious third and fourth grade newspaper journalists at Cole Manor Elementary School are interviewing physical therapist Carolyn Ticini and her service dog, Seamus.
We can see it in the way that they move. Oftentimes, by the time they leave us, they're doing a lot more things on their own than when they first came in.
The students behave like pros. As Healthy Newsworks journalists working for their school's health newspaper, they are tasked with an important goal.
To be the health messengers and health promoters in their communities, to transform the health of their communities, really.
Marion Ullman, a former reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer, co-founded Healthy Newsworks in 2003, so student journalists could address issues of health, nutrition, and fitness that affected their school and community.
These are school-based programs. Every school is a unique newspaper program. Some are classroom-based programs. Some are what they would call pullouts, where kids apply to be part of the paper. In other cases, teachers nominate them to be part of the paper.
The program is in over a dozen schools with students on the waiting list.
Listen up. This is part of your assignment, your writing assignment. By Monday, you need to write a draft. Do you know what a draft is, right?
Yes.
Take the most interesting information. That way on Monday, Mrs. Huntington can work with you to pull a whole
story. Ullman holds the students to the highest standards of professional journalism, with deadlines, tough edits, plenty of encouragement, and lots of praise.
Hi, my name is Kayla Sparks, and I'm in fourth grade.
9-year-old Kayla Sparks has been a journalist for the Healthy Comet for 2 years.
I've been interviewing people, and then I write up drafts about them. I research different things about stuff that you can do to make yourself more healthy.
Kayla is proud that her work is making a positive impact on her school and community.
It makes me feel really happy because they actually enjoyed what I wrote, and I enjoyed it too.
For The Pulse, I'm Jeanette Woods.